96.1 KZL, that's brand new from Vance Joy. Some of the newer tunes we're playing along with our many, many classics. We've got Peter Frampton standing by. And speaking of the great musician and singer-songwriter, say hello to Peter Frampton,
who's
on the line with us now.
Peter Frampton!
Welcome, brother.
It's very nice to be with you. Hi.
Hi, we are huge fans, as I was just mentioning to you. Personally, for me, when I was going to college, I got the I'm In You album, and I just loved it. My favorite was Putting My Heart on the Line. I love that song.
It's my wife's favorite song is I'm In You. She loves that song. So, hi from my wife.
Huge fans from years back. Your hair looked great. You had the shirt with the rolled-up sleeves. You looked so cool. And then I just Googled, and I loved a little picture of you where your head popped open, and it was full of guitars.
Yeah, that was for the Guitar Circus when we, which we'll probably do again at some point, where we have as many guitarists on the stage as possible from different places in, around America and bring them in. So that was great.
That was cool. And we'll begin. You're going to come to town next month at the Shed, the acoustic tour. We can't wait. Tell us anything and everything you want about coming to town and what you're doing.
Yes, well, this is, I started this in October. I never thought I would ever do an acoustic tour, just all acoustic, no electric. And I suddenly realized that it was something I wanted to try. And so I had also decided that I was going to do an acoustic album as well. So I started that before the tour. And then halfway through, We went out and did the Northeast for 12 shows, and I couldn't believe how much I enjoyed it. I think I was just nervous, a little bit of trepidation about being out there without my support system of 300 watts of Marshall amplification and a Les Paul. You know, so it's a completely different vibe, obviously, playing an acoustic show, and I enjoy it just as much as the band. So we'll be doing both for the next few years. I think in a couple of years, just doing the acoustic in the spring and fall, and then during the summer doing the band tour. And then, you know, there'll be other, then we'll change it up a little bit. But I want to get around the country and do the Roar tour in every region that I possibly can so everybody can see it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and I suppose this is super silly, but does the talk box work with the acoustic, or how does that?
Not really. and show me the way I get the audience to sing the talk box part.
Nice. So, good move.
Cool.
So I tell them it's slightly humiliating, but you'll enjoy it once it's over. It's sort of like working out, you know. It's not fun while you're doing it, but afterwards you'll be pleased you did.
We're talking with Peter Frampton, the acoustic tour coming Sunday, March 20th to the Shed. Get your tickets, and of course we'll have some spots on the KZL guest list.
Peter Frampton, rock legend. You've worked with some of the all-time greats in music, and you know, I was kind of looking through your bio here and didn't realize that you, it says here, you did work on George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album?
Yes. I don't know how I got, I'm not credited, which it doesn't matter because I know I was there.
Sure.
I'd become friends with George, a mutual friend that introduced us, and I got to play the very first day I met him. I got to play on a session, and that he was producing for the then Apple label.
Yeah,
that's a while ago, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the Beatles label, and then. He called me up and asked me if I'd come and play some acoustic on the All Things Must Pass album, which I did. A couple of weeks of sets, say 10 days of sessions. And then after that, because Phil Spector, our friendly murderer, because he was producing with George, he wanted more of everything. So George called back after the sessions were done, the main sessions, tracking sessions, and asked me to come back, so he and I overdubbed on just about every track on the album, more acoustics. So I don't know how many tracks I'm on there, but pretty much if you hear an acoustic, it's probably I'm in there. So And then, of course, I would leave in late afternoon, and Eric Clapton would be coming in and to do some of the electric work. And it was just a great period. Gary Wright was on keyboards, Billy Preston, Ringo, Jim Gordon was on drums with Ringo, Klaus Voormann, Nicky Hopkins. I mean, just pièce de résistance of all session players at that time, you know, were in the same room, and it was wonderful. So it was a great experience.
And in exchange on your first solo album, I understand Ringo and Billy Preston did some work for you.
Yeah, and Klaus came. The three of them came.
Oh, nice.
Klaus Voormann, the bass player, and played on Ringo played on two tracks, and Billy and Klaus and Ringo played on a track together. So the whole of the record company wanted to come down that night because they said, "Who is this Frampton? He's got a Beatle and Billy Preston. He's got Beatles in his studio. What's going on?" So it was a very exciting period, obviously, for me to have. I remember auditioning for Ringo as well because I had to play him the songs that I wanted him to play on. Now, that is an audition that I don't wish upon anybody, to have to audition for a Beatle.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah.
But thank goodness he liked him, so we were in.
Well, and plus, and now you're both the only people who can claim to say, "I'm Billy Shears," right?
That's correct. But as Ringo says, when people ask me about that, in front of him, he said, "Oh, we don't talk about that."
Hey, one of my favorite stories, it was so touching, the return of your guitar.
Yeah.
That was such a cool thing.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, that was the guitar that I got given while I was with Humble Pie in 1970. And it was with me through all the sessions I ever did on Humble Pie and my solo stuff, all the way to 1980. Then we played in South America, and unfortunately there was a plane crash with all our equipment on it in Caracas, Venezuela. And so we were in Panama on a day off. We'd flown ahead. And so, you know, people lost their lives on that plane. So sort of put it in perspective pretty quickly that don't cry over the equipment. Let's think about, you know, the people that lost their lives. So, but anyway, and then you think, well, my guitar, my Les Paul, it's gone. Everything's gone, you know. And it was a huge crash on the runway before it even took off.
Oh, wow.
Taken off. So, yeah, so you think that everything went back to the earth. Then 30 years later, I open up an email from my website and see a dozen forensically taken shots with pickups in, pickups off, strings on, you know, inside and out of what is definitely my guitar. Found that it had been sold by the guard who was guarding the debris from the plane crash. He found, I think, three or four guitars that made it. The tail had broken off, and they were okay. So they were sold, you know. And there was a musician around town in Caracas, apparently, that was playing the guitar for 15 years, and then it got a little hot for him. And so he sold it. And long story short, you know, took me 2 years after I first saw the shots, but I managed to get someone to buy it from where it was, and for me, and bring it up to Nashville, actually. And you can go on YouTube and see the actual DVD of film clip of me actually getting it back that day, the guy giving it back to me. So it's really interesting.
That's such a cool story.
Yeah.
It must have just been so emotional the first night you sat down, started strumming away after all those years. That's a really cool story.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and you know, when I first saw those pictures, you can imagine the scream, you know, that went out, and the last word I said ended with CK, I think. So,
oh, you're talking about the Oregon Ducks. That's great.
Yeah, duck. I said duck.
Right. Hey, we know we're probably out of time, and there's another 1,000 radio stations waiting patiently to get a crack to chat with you. We just wanted to tell you, have a safe trip to Eugene.
Yeah.
We can't wait till you get here.
If you want to catch a beer while you're here, I know a spot, you know.
And okay. Tuesday, we had the opportunity to chat with Marty Ballin from Jefferson Airplane, and it was a real treat. And now today, you. And in all of that, collectively, it's kind of hard to put into words, but really sincerely, thank you.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate all your hard work, your mastery, and your artistic capabilities. It's just wonderful. You're terrific.
And thanks for being a cool guy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we can see you after the show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Put us on the guest list, brother. We'll both be there.
We're going to play Show Me the Way and Baby, I Love Your Way, just a couple of the many great tunes. We'll look forward to the acoustic tour. And safe travels, Peter Frampton. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. We'll see you there.
Hold the line for us, Pete, for just a second.
Here's Peter Frampton on 96.1 KZ.